be taking over the airwaves for a moment here. Have some live music in the studio. Tim Styles is joining me right now. He's a musician currently living in Bakersfield, California, but he was raised here. He's in town for a reunion, and I'm really happy that he came on the air today to be with us. How are you doing, Tim?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in on this fine rainy day that you chose to come up back home to the North Shore.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like summer up here, I gotta tell you.
No, especially not from Southern California.
No, I'm sure it was 107 when I left, so,
oh wow,
you know, it's a big difference.
Well, tell us about your music, and is this like your full career? Is you're a full-time musician out in California?
Yeah, I travel around. I'm really all over the place and share my songs and tell stories, and it's really great. It's really great connecting with people all over the place.
Did you get your start playing music up here?
I did, actually. In fact, I played on the radio several times and around town. Yeah.
Well, cool. I saw you have an album that came out, or kind of an EP that came out last year.
Yes,
called Pilgrim Row. What can you tell me about that?
That was a really interesting project. It was more rock-related stuff. Mm. My wife is a rocker, and so she said, well, let you do it. I had these collection of songs that I was probably never going to record because I'm much more singer-songwriter, and she said, just do them, get them out there. And it's actually been great. I get there, they've all been downloaded more than any of my other stuff, so maybe that's a direction I need to go in. But it was a really fun project. It was a really good challenge for me.
Do you consider your stuff more in the folk or country or Americana area?
It's Americana, okay. I guess. You know, it's really, it's more singer-songwriter. I like the more singer-songwriter stuff, but I find these different parts of me like different things, and I think it's coming out country, but a lot of times it doesn't. Yeah. So
it all kind of blends together.
It does.
It makes less and less importance as you go on.
And you know, it's funny going out west. They really have embraced it more.
Okay.
They don't put a label on it. It is what it is. If it's good, they like it. If it's not, they don't. So.
Well, you've got your grandma's guitar here.
I do. It's a beautiful thing.
And let's start off with a song. Let's hear some of this.
All right, sure. I was going over what I was going to play. I didn't know if I was going to be playing at all. So I got this song. I wrote this a couple of months ago. And on the move out to California, there was on the roadside, the side of the road, there was this a little grave set up, like a cross where someone had passed away, unfortunately. And they had flowers set up there. I'm assuming they were fake flowers. But there was yellow roses. And I thought, God, that's random, maybe white roses or red roses, but why yellow roses? And then my brain wouldn't let that go, and I had to think, yellow roses. I had to write a song to try to explain it.
Mm.
It's called Mama Didn't Raise a Ramblin' Man. Spend my life running down the thunder, acting like the road would never end. Reckon now my days are finally numbered. When I'm gone, promise me, my friend, you'll bury me along that lonesome highway, somewhere cool and shady if you can. Plant for me a yellow rose so everyone who sees it knows that Mama didn't raise a ramblin' man. All the devils in the corner playing sevens. He raises up a glass as if to say, Pilgrim, if you ever get to heaven, can't bet your ass that there'll be hell to pay. So bury me along that lonesome highway, somewhere cool and shady if you can. And plant for me a yellow rose so everyone who sees it knows that Mama didn't raise a ramblin' Well, I know no one here is gonna miss me, and I'll answer for that soon enough, I guess. But friend, for a taste of my whiskey, Won't you grant a dying man this last request and bury me along that lonesome highway, somewhere cool and shady if you can, and plant for me a yellow rose so everyone who sees it knows that mama didn't raise a rambling man. And plant for me a yellow rose so everyone who sees it knows that mama didn't raise a rambling.
Live music here from Tim Styles on WTIP right now with featuring special guest The Torrential Rain that's coming down outside. That just added so much to that song. You could even hear that. Tim is here with me for this afternoon, and I think that's really cool. As we mentioned, or you mentioned, that that all came from just seeing something on the side of the road, and you were able to draw an entire story out of that. That's really incredible.
Yeah. Well, I have an overreaction, you know, overactive imagination, so that's how that works. Yeah.
I've noticed, like, I'm more familiar with, I guess, some of your older stuff. We had this album, Thistles and Thorns, here for a long time, and this was actually one of the first albums I played when I first doing DJing here.
Oh, great, cool.
So, I really was impressed with, like, the kind of gritty, dirty rural America imagery that you're able to conjure up. Where does that come from?
Well, you know, I love small towns, and small towns are they're all the same, but they're all different, you know. Mm-hmm. And but people connect with that. Even people who aren't from small towns seem to connect with it. I guess it's you know, all your business is out in the open, and everyone knows about it, and so there's no secrets, but yet there are. So yeah, I've always been, you know, drawn towards that kind of that kind of storytelling.
Kind of like the darker side of that entire thing, more than like the. I don't know.
Sure. Yeah. I got a song about that, actually.
Yeah. Which one is that?
It's a new song. It's called fairly new song within the last year. I wasn't going to play it, but since we're talking about it, I'll play it. How about that?
Yeah, let's do that.
It's called That's the Way It Goes in a Small Town.
Oh, perfect. This is Tim Styles.
Billy's got a purple heart somewhere in a drawer. You can't get him drunk enough to talk about that war. And he ain't seen a paycheck since they shut the foundry down. That's the way it goes in a small town. Sarah works the counter down at Mabel's every night. Brother wrecked that old Corvette, and now he ain't quite right. 30 years of coal dust put their daddy in the ground. That's the way it goes in a small town. Mary Jo's retired now, her husband's almost blind. One son's in the Navy, the other's doing time. She buys a pack of Newports and a fifth of Crown. That's the way it goes. Yeah, that's the way it goes. That's the way it goes in a small town. Pete works for the city, cutting grass and plowing snow. Got himself a girlfriend, thinks his wife don't know. But things just ain't been right since their youngest daughter drowned. Yeah, that's the way it goes in a small town. Barbie on the corner never did have much to say. She's got two kids, Benny, and another on the way. And they live on disability and her sister's hand-me-down. Yeah, that's the way it goes in a small town. Nancy's daughter moved back home from someplace way out west. Heard she lost the baby. I guess that's for the best. That fella she was seeing was bad news anyhow. That's the way it goes. Yeah, that's the way it goes. it goes, that's the way it goes in a small town. Rusty bought the tow truck and married Brenda Lee. They lived behind a junkyard in a broken down RV. Lord, you should have seen her in that Goodwill wedding gown. Yeah, that's the way it goes in a small town. After Sunday supper, with the dishes put away, I'll tuck the kids in bed and bow my head to pray that the Lord will give them all that heaven will allow. That's the way it goes. Yeah, that's the way it goes. That's the way it goes in a small town.
That was Tim Styles playing live here on WTIP. A new song, I understand.
Yeah, I'm pretty new. Yeah, I haven't played in a long time. How about that?
Man, that again, like what I was just talking about, the character that you can come up with in this sound. That I mean, that's kind of what country music always was. It was kind of a way of
storytelling.
That.
Yeah.
Kind of more hard times sort of situations.
Yeah.
It seems
honest times. You know, things weren't bad. Things weren't good. Sometimes they were bad. Sometimes they were good. But it was always honest. You know, and honest storytelling.
That's right. Do you base any of these characters that are in these songs on people that you know or experiences?
I don't know. I guess you do. I mean, a lot of it's reflective. So I base my experiences. I make a character up because, you know, you don't want to actually tell your own story. You know, change the names to protect the innocent kind
there
of situation.
You know? I totally get it.
Yeah.
Who did you listen to growing up and who influenced your own songwriting?
I like so many different things, which I mean, everybody says, you know, but I guess... I always gravitated towards the songwriters and storytellers. Tom T. Hall, I mean, a song like that.
Man.
What I just played is you know very much Tom T. Hall. Kind of his ability to tell a story in as few amount of words as possible. And the great country singers, of course, Don Williams. I love Don Williams. Just simple storytelling. Just sit there and sing your song, you know. But then as you grow up, you start to get a little more wild and free. And you know, I like some more rock related things too. Guns N' Roses, of course. I was telling you earlier, I'm going to be playing the Whiskey A Go-Go in Hollywood, California.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about that. That was like a big venue out there.
It's great. You know, the Doors was their house band and when they started, shortly after they started in the mid-60s. And everybody's played there. Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, Van Halen. It's going to be really cool to stand where all those people stood.
And so when you performed, is it just you or do you have a band that goes with you?
I'm actually going to be me and another fella who's accompanying me on guitar, but it'll be us doing a duo. And we're opening for Rylan Nelson's new band. The band is called Mm-hmm. And she's Willie Nelson's granddaughter.
Wow.
Which I'm sure she doesn't like to lead with that, but... you know, that's who she is, and that's how I got the gig. So it's I'm pretty excited.
Yeah,
pretty excited.
I think you should be.
Yeah.
Tim Styles is with me right now on WTIP, and so out in California right now. Tell me about the journey from coming from up here in Grand Marais and where you went to end up where you are.
Well, I lived in Nashville for a period of time, and which was great. Nashville was wonderful, but. You know, it was hard to make relationships there that I could connect with. And the people there, everyone was doing the same thing as I was doing. So, it was almost too many people like me. And you think you connect with those people, and I guess you do. But, you know, I don't even like being around myself half the time. So it was almost too much of that. I needed to talk to regular people. Mm. And so I found myself leaving there a lot.
Was it super competitive?
You know, it is competitive, but that part never bothered me because I just show up and do what I do wherever I am. I'm pretty nonchalant about it. I can't change how you feel about what I do, so I'm just going to do what I want to do, and you either like it or you don't. But so that part never bothered me. It was just the you can never count on anybody to actually be your friend. Everyone was just always out to climb over you, and I never cared for that.
Gotcha. Well, that was probably a healthy way to deal with it, is to have that.
Yeah, and also nobody's making any money there. Either you make it big or you go broke. And you know, I maybe there's some place in the middle somewhere, you know, and so I moved to South Carolina, and that was really wonderful, and it was very good because the ocean is there. I had a job playing on the beach for several years, and that was lovely too. But the world is a big place, so I set my sights on California, and that's where I am now.
As most people do. You describe as the armpit of South
Earth. That's what people say. California. The armpit of California is Bakersfield. But it's centrally located. You know, it's close to everywhere else. So it's wonderful. It's great.
That's great. Tim Stiles is joining me right now. Just up here coming back home to Grandma Ray for a weekend, and he's with me playing some songs. So let's do another one.
Well, now I have to think about what I'm going to do. I know what I'm going to do. You mentioned Thistles and Thorns there. I put out in 2013, I believe I put that out.
Yeah, let me check it here quick. Well, I'll dig through the liner notes and we'll figure it out.
I believe it was 2013.
Yeah.
A song, I think it might be the first song on that album. I always say albums are where songs go to die. So once you record it and play it, then I want nothing to do with it anymore. I'm moving on.
That's really fascinating to me, Zach. Like, I've never heard someone have that opinion about an
album. Well, yeah, you know, and I forget songs. And people, it was on your album. I'm like, I don't remember that. It's funny how you don't retain that information.
Wow.
But and this is a song I still keep in my rotation, Wishing Well. And I mostly like it for the groove. But. Father, please give me a sign and say, is this the rapture or the end of the line? Now there's crows in the garden and a snake in the straw. You like playing the martyr till you get up on the cross. But I ain't going down wishing well, no, no. I can't click my heels to get back home. It takes more than a penny to save your soul. Ain't going down wishing well, no, no, no. Down the wishing well. The moon over Jordan died screaming today. And she laid there bleeding out into the sea. No blaze of glory, no amazing grace. Just blowflies are buzzing round a flickering face. I ain't going down wishing well, no, no. I can't click my heels. Back home, it takes more than a penny to save your soul. Ain't going down the wishing well, no, 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 down the wishing well. Little black dress, tore a page from the Bible, rolled a cigarette. She said, I got an idea. If you're a sporting man, throw a shot in the chamber, take her for a spin. They ain't going down the wishing well. It takes more than a penny to save your soul. Ain't going down the wishing well, no, no, going down. No, I ain't going down. No, I ain't going down. Wish you well.
That's live music you're listening to from Tim Styles, Wishing Well. Going back to his 2013 album, Thistles and Thorns. So many good songs in this one, man. Johnny Revolver.
Oh, you like that?
I like that one. I like the Rust Belt Romeo. It's all pretty cool stuff. And so we played an earlier song. You played an earlier song. I didn't do anything. You played a song earlier.
You're pressing buttons over there.
I'm pressing buttons. That's my job. So does that mean that there's more music on the horizon for you coming out?
There is a lot of more music on the horizon. In fact, I have a lot of things recorded that I just have not had the ability to finalize and mm-hmm. get out yet. But I have more music written and recorded that I could not write another song for the next 5 years and still release music. It's what, like you were saying earlier, you see something and it spawns a song. Mm-hmm. And for me, your new song is always your favorite song. So, you know, I got backlogs, man, a song. So
I think Prince had the same problem, and I think he turned out okay. So yeah.
Well, not at the end there, but I mean, you know, hopefully.
I spoke too soon. All right. You know what I mean.
It's dark humor.
You know what I mean.
It's a rainy day.
That's what we're doing.
That's a rainy day.
A long, far cry from 107 degrees in
Bakersfield.
It
certainly is, yes.
But glad that you're with us. So I wanted to ask about, you know, there's so much talk today about, like, being a musician, like, the whole industry's in flux with the ways that people are finding new music and getting noticed. What has been your experience with that?
Well, it's kind of funny. You know, I was talking to somebody earlier at my reunion about mm-hmm. this. You know, when you get on Spotify and iTunes and all that, you mm-hmm. can't approach those things as an individual. You have to go through a third party, and you mm-hmm. kind of buy that all at once. So you're instantly on all of these different streaming services. And most of them I'm not on. I mean, I'm really not real up on that stuff. I'm not. I'm too busy writing songs and performing and driving around playing music, you know, to know what the latest thing is. And so people say, I found you on Spotify. I'm like, oh, wonderful. You know, that's interesting. And then, you know, I'm like, what is a Spotify thing? You know, and then, like an old man. And that's where I get most of my downloads from, surprisingly enough. Mm-hmm. You know, and they send you a spreadsheet. It breaks it all down, where your sales are coming from and where in the world they're coming from. You know, I get a lot of sales from Europe, which is kind of surprising to me, but it's really, really strange. All in one, like 2 weeks ago, all in 1 week, I got songs downloaded in Texas, California, Washington State, Minnesota, of course, South Carolina, and New York, all in the same week. And I'm like, well, that's good. That's a good spread of places where people are downloading your stuff all over the country.
Hitting all the right corners.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Cool. So, how about shows? Other than the Hollywood show that we talked about, what else is on the docket for you?
I'm moving to California. I've been playing a lot around there, and I got this one place in Fresno called Goldstein's Mortuary and Delicatessen.
That sounds like my kind of place.
It is awesome. It is a very funky little joint. But, you know, funky joints are disappearing all over the country. You know, the really dark little places, and they're wonderful people, wonderful beer there, and they just have really connected with my stuff, apparently, because they have me booked several times in the next few months. And then in November, I'm going down to play the Frank Brown International Songwriters Festival in Pensacola, Florida. It's technically in Orange Beach, but it's outside of Pensacola. And that's been going on for 34 years. I think this is the 34th. Well, don't quote me on that anyway, but you can look it up. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's a very cool festival. A lot of great writers that come there. And I've been fortunate enough to be invited back several times now, so...
Oh, wow. That sounds like an honor to be.
It is. It really is. I mean, people that you would probably never know, you know, they're songwriters. But in the songwriting community, they're quite famous. And then, you know, so that's very cool to be welcomed in by those guys.
There any chance of coming back to the Midwest or Minnesota for some shows? Or
I have nothing planned, but, you know, I'm always open.
Okay.
If I can make enough money to cover the trip, man, I'm here.
I guess that's true. Well, thanks so much for coming in. This was super cool. Really loving the music. We'll be looking for the cavalcade of Tim Styles music coming out in the near future once you get it all processed.
Yeah, I'll send you guys some CDs. It'd be great.
That'd be great. Let's finish up here with one more song.
Sure. That's another new. That's probably my favorite song I've ever written.
Is that because it's the newest one?
No, it's actually, you know, I'm not. I'm contradicting myself. This is about 2 years old now, but I love this song. I don't know. Every time I play it, I like it a little bit more. But it's called Million Dollar Shoes.
Great.
I stepped up and laid my money down at the Carter County Station, bought myself a ticket on a slow train back to you. My hands are sore from carrying around this reputation, like the teachers and the preacher, and your mama said I do. Don't ask me where I'm going, don't ask me where I've been. Wish to God that I knew now what I thought I knew then. And if I had a nickel for each time I sang the blues, I'd be walking round in million-dollar shoes. Sunshine makes me crazy, moonshine does the same. And I suppose I've let them both get the best of me. I'm no stranger to the devil, I flirted with her flame. Rode that track to hell and back, but never paid her fee. Don't ask me where I'm going, don't ask me where I've been. Wish to God that I knew now what I thought I knew then. And if I had a nickel for each time I sang the blues, I'd be walking around in million-dollar shoes. Yeah. For all the roads I've traveled and all the miles I've gone, I should have more to show you than I do. If you're real quiet when you listen to my songs, you might even hear a ghost or two. Don't ask me where I'm going, don't ask me where I've been. Wish to God that I knew now what I thought I knew then. And if I had a nickel for each time I sang the blues, I'd be walking around in million-dollar shoes. I'd be walking around in million-dollar shoes.
Tim Styles with Million Dollar Shoes live here on WTIP, making his grandma's guitar sing. It was you were complaining earlier about how it hadn't been played in so long, but you could have fooled me. Sounds really good.
Thank you very much, brother.
Thanks for coming on again. Music's available Spotify, iTunes, all those areas.
Yep.
Well, great. Have an amazing rest of your time up here with the weather and everything, but yeah, I hope you enjoy your rest of the time up here on the North Shore.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on today. Appreciate
it. No problem.